boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
What is going on with my body? I'm feeling weird things. What's happening?
Does it need to be shared, whatever it is? I don't know.
You're like, let me tell you about puberty.
Oh,
okay?
God.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. In my 30, almost 31 in a couple days, years of my life, I guess I've never felt normal in a way that like most, a lot of women will have like this urge to like want to have kids, right? Or if they see a baby walk in the room, they're like, let me hold the baby, you know?
Right.
I have never in my life had that. Mm-hmm. So I always kind of felt like, is there something wrong with me, you know? But I had it today. Our coworker Loretta brought a baby. I don't know whose baby it is.
They are related.
Don't worry. She didn't kidnap anybody.
No.
And I was like, I kind of want to hold that baby. Like,
she offered. She's like, do you want to?
I was
really?
Like, oh, that baby is so babying and it's so cute and it's doing bubbles in its mouth. And I'm like, God, I just want to just hold a baby right now. And then she offered and I was like, yes, please.
Really?
I don't know what it was. What's happening? Why do I like the babies now? Am I maternating? What is it called?
Maternating?
My maternal instincts are... They're finally here.
In?
They took me 31 years.
Your childbearing years.
Oh, my God.
Do with it what you please.
I don't know that I want
to
do something.
I don't need to know anymore. That's the end of the conversation. I'm glad you held a baby today.
If you haven't heard, everyone thinks I'm Andrew. Who's Andrew? He's a doctor here in Cedar Rapids at Mercy Hospital.
Yes.
I keep getting text messages for this. Great doctor asking, hey, do you want to apply for this job? Or, oh, we have this job offering for you and things like that. And phone calls and everything.
Lots of opportunities for this guy.
Not for me, though.
Who, by the way, he's not interested.
He loves Mercy Hospital.
We connected with him and he's like, that's awesome. I like my job.
So tell him no, thank you.
Right.
So I got a phone call today from a number I don't know and I don't answer them. But when they're calling, I'll immediately start Google searching that number to see if it's important. The first thing that pops up is a hospital. I'm like, oh, this is good. It's for Andrew.
It's got to be him.
Uh-huh. Somebody's offered him a job. So I answer it, and I just hear, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You are first caller in line. I'm like, you called me. What do you mean I'm first caller in line?
I was so confused because you had it on speaker, and I'm like, now wait a minute. Hang on now. They just put you in line.
They did. They made me wait for them to answer when they called.
How do you do that?
I
would love that feature on my phone, by the way. So I don't have to answer phone calls and just be like, you are 17th in line.
No, what you would want is it to say certain things based on who's calling you. Hey, she actually doesn't like you and doesn't want to talk to you.
This number is no longer in service for you specifically.
Why do I feel like that one's for me?
Oh, well, that's a list of people. Just know you're not the only one.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let's talk about everybody's favorite thing, engagement season.
Or is it just me right now?
I know. I'm playing to my audience right now, okay? Obviously, Valentine's Day is coming up, which is... like it or not, a very popular day to get engaged.
Uh-huh.
And boy, would this be a wild way to get engaged. Dave & Buster's is giving people the chance to get a 3-carat diamond engagement ring worth $15,000. Let me tell you how. Obviously, Dave & Buster's is like...
That must be not a lab grown based on that price.
That's kind of what I was thinking. And uh-huh. I don't know a lot, but 3-carat, that sounds like... you know, a weighty diamond.
I can tell you we got like 3-carat and mine is nowhere near that expensive.
So you're thinking...
it's real.
Real deal.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so but you don't just get to walk in and be like, hello, I'll take one of the engaged... No, it's not.
God, what a dream.
Not the deal. Dave & Buster's is obviously like adult Chuck E. Cheese, kind of. They have lots of games and stuff. So they have a human crane game.
I've always wanted to do this!
Know.
Someone put me in a crane.
It's like the ones that you get like stuffed animals
uh-huh.
in.
Yeah.
But instead,
uh-huh.
you end up in like a bungee thing
uh-huh.
and they lower you into
uh-huh.
a pit you choose your prize and see what it is. So
okay,
in that,
didn't Baze or whatever that luggage company do this a couple years ago with like TikTokers?
Maybe. And they won luggage?
Yeah, you would crane down and pick up a luggage.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying.
But this, they're not like hiding engagement rings literally in the pit. It's going to be something that like you open and it says, you got the engagement ring. Yay. Because that feels a little irresponsible.
So it's like a legit Easter egg and then you open it, pop, and it tells you what you won.
Exactly.
Are there more prizes or just this really nice diamond ring?
There's more prizes. There's 5 rings hidden across the country. So they have 156 locations across the nation. They're sprinkling out 5. Here's the kicker, too. You have to pay $20 to ride the human crane.
Worth it. I don't even care if I don't get a ring.
There's about a less than 3% chance that you're going to get the ring.
Really? Don't care. I have a ring now, right? Obviously. Mm-hmm. Even if I did or didn't, I want to do this stupid thing so much. I want to be craned. I don't know if that's the exact verbiage.
Well, I don't know. I think you just made that up. But you don't even care about the engagement ring. You just want to ride the crane and win a slinky.
It could be a freaking stuffed animal for all I care, and I would have the absolute blast of my life.
Yeah, I should have known that's what you would have cared about.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I had a crash out last night as a mother of my cats where I was so enraged that I had to throw something in the garbage.
So you are what I like to call a garbage bag mom. Let me explain. I don't know if everybody had a mom like this, but some of us did. We're your mom. Would be overwhelmed by all the toys you had as a kid. Mm. So she'd get a garbage bag out. She's like, we're getting rid of some of these right now. Mm. I had that growing up. Did you not have that?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
You had a stable household.
I don't, maybe. I'm not going to lie, though. That kind of was me last night, though.
You got the trash bag out and you're like, kids, we're donating some of these right now.
Not actual toys, though. I had it up to here with my cat Romeo. Okay,
I'm gonna. That's what my mom sounded like.
I'm gonna get riled up because let me paint the picture for you. By our front door, we have a really like oversized vase that had fake plant in it. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Look, because you can't keep a real one alive.
Absolutely not. Kind of looked like wheat, maybe. I don't. You know, like the brownish. I have no idea. It was like fake plant coming out of this pot. I didn't buy this. It was actually my mom's, and when she redecorated, she's like, "Do you want these?" And I'm like, "Well, girl, I know you put some money into these. Yes, queen, I'll take the expensive decor, of course." And it's been an ongoing issue that my cat Romeo likes to bite the plant, the wheat.
So is Fat Mochi. And he chews on everything, light switches, anything in front of him.
Mm-hmm. He's gnawed on it, so the branches are bent. And
what is with these boys?
I don't know. It looks like crap. And then the other day, he was doing that so much because we were still asleep and he was upset with us. That's what he does. He behaves poorly when he doesn't get what he wants. He was chewing on this plant and then he must have ingested some of it and then he yacked it up on the kitchen floor. To which I said, I'm done. I'm throwing the plant away in a rage. No contacts in my eyes. I got up.
She can't see without them.
I kept the vase. The vase is still really nice. But I pulled those stupid plants out and I took them straight out to the garbage bin. I hope they actually take those, by the way. They say no yard waste, but they're fake. Do they know the difference? I just thought of that.
I like how you're like, I had it up here. Wait a minute. I don't know if I was allowed to do that.
Hang on. I don't know if this is all going to work out. I might have to put them back in the vase.
Am I moving for the fourth time in less than 3 years? Because there's a U-Haul right outside our house.
Are you having an episode? I'm serious.
No, thank God it's not me. I told you we're not moving out of that house until like we're retired and like falling apart. Okay?
Can't get up the stairs anymore.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We're staying in that house forever. But there is a U-Haul right outside her house, and thank God it's for the neighbors. And I mean that in the most disrespectful way.
Oh, okay. My God.
I think one of the best things about being old, like we are in adults and things like that, is that when you notice a neighbor that you cannot stand is moving out, glory to the world. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Okay.
I tell you why I don't like them.
Please, because I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think I've hit that point. Maybe because I don't own. I am a renting queen. That I've never had a neighbor that like really truly irked me.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. Okay. My entire neighborhood, great. 10 out of 10 would recommend. It's this one house that these people live in there. I wouldn't mind. A lot of the time they can be quiet, but then there's a majority of time they're not. They'll play loud music past 10 o'clock till midnight. And none of us neighbors want, you don't want to be that neighbor that calls the police on him, you know? So I don't say anything, but then I have to deal with loud at midnight.
I mean, are the vibes good? Like, is it good music?
I mean, it is pretty good.
Okay,
I
was just wondering. I want you to be honest.
It's actually pretty deesh music. And then for several days now, I don't know if it's the mom or who, somebody's outside the house and is just honking to tell the kid to get outside the house. One honk, fine. But she lays on that horn like you wouldn't believe. At all hours of the day. One time it was like 10 o'clock at night. She's like,
okay, and that's it? I was expecting more. I'm not going to lie.
What?
I don't know.
That was it alone for me, to be quite honest.
The noisy neighbors.
They're so noisy, and we're so excited they're leaving. Bye-bye. Now, Let me help you back.
Hang on now. What if the next people that move in are even noisier?
That's what I am concerned about, right? I do know that the property was sold. I don't know who the who's going to be the new landlord, things like that. I don't know, but I hope it's somebody good.
Maybe you need to make like a library sign out in your yard and be like, quiet hours are from go full Karen.
Go ahead. Let me crash out of my retirement account already. Crash out? That's
cash out?
That's the word I was thinking of.
What's happening?
It's time. Because I got my recliner today, and girl, I'm so excited. I'm getting old. I got a recliner. Why? So I can sit my recliner in cross stitch.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering my age? 30, almost 31 in a couple days. Not 80. Mm-hmm. But God, do I feel that way?
I support the journey. I do.
You want a recliner now?
I don't. I'm not there. I'm sorry.
Next year.
Aesthetically speaking, I'm not ready to hit that point.
No, because you're kind of like, Kris Jenner. You're very much like Kris Jenner. The aesthetic, right? You're like, a recliner that doesn't go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, screw that. I want to be comfortable. I want my cat sitting on my lap. I want to be reclined. I want to be listening to the news, and I want to be stitching. Oh, my God, what is wrong with me?
I'm glad you got all that out so you could hear how crazy it sounds.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I really do often wonder if our neighbors realize how often we are creeping on them.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about our work neighbors. We got a couple businesses. We're like in an industrial park, basically, is where we're at.
Yeah, not a ton going on, I would say. So anytime there is a little bit of movement and either one of us catches it, either you can kind of see out the windows behind me, or I can see in the reflection behind you if something's behind me, I'm creeping. I'm full stop turning around. I want to see what's going on. What are you doing? Are you a regular here? Do we know you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you belong here? Now, recently in the last, I don't know, month or two, we got a new neighbor across the street.
We did.
And that was really exciting for us nosy folks. Now, they got a lot of vehicles coming
and going,
you know? So you just brought up a good point, which is they have one parked in like their little driveway, and then one that there's still room that another one can go in, go through the garage door, and go park inside. How many vans are inside?
That's what I want to know. That building is not that big. How many cars are you storing in there that we can't see?
I also can't help but think, that's a little dangerous. You know when you're like in your garage, supposed to open the garage door before you turn your car on. Otherwise, bad things happen, right?
He was driving in there.
I'm saying
with the door shut.
That can't feel right.
Oh my God.
I'm concerned.
I never even thought about that.
I want to know
how
many
are in there. Are they preheating the car in there and you can't be doing that?
I don't know.
Taylor.
I have a lot of questions.
Does the building explode?
No, it fills with very poisonous gases.
That's dangerous.
I know. That's why I want to know how many vans are
in
there.
I was kind of hoping for an explosion. I don't know why.
Well,
you know, just would have been fireworks.
Not good. Not great. Went on a fun little adventure to start the week. To go with you, actually, Destiny, to go wedding dress shopping in Dubuque. And I convinced my boyfriend, Curly, into being my chauffeur for the day. It was great. because, you know, it's a bit of a drive. But with that, I guess I didn't even realize as we were road tripping that we would drive through my hometown, Anamosa. And something.
Oh, don't worry. Neighbor man knows that because every time we drive by at any point past Anamosa, he goes, Taylortown.
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, it's been renamed to Taylortown.
Can we add a sign somewhere?
God, can you imagine if our hometowns did that?
Taylortown.
Been named it Destiny Town and I got a sign and you got Taylortown?
That's fun.
Any officials want to do that? Let us know.
Love that. Well, we've driven through Anamosa before because he did not grow up there. And for some reason on our way back, we're maybe 10 minutes out from Anamosa, he goes, should we drive past your old house? Because full disclosure, my parents don't live there anymore. My grandparents do. But the house that I spent most of my like middle to high school years is pretty close off of the highway. So I was like, I mean, it's dark out, but yeah, I can show you where I used to live. So we did that and it was really quick. And I was like, man, I kind of wish it was light out and we should do it again sometime where I can like give you the full lore of my hometown. Uh-huh. I want to do hometowns like they do on The Bachelor.
No, yeah, I agree. I haven't gotten to do that either. But in my hometown, there's like a restaurant that he needs to try.
Mm.
There, I know it's a crime and I am going to admit it. Hear me out.
Okay.
There's a bridge in my hometown that the seniors just go and we spray paint. Our name on it.
Really?
Yeah, we do. And my name's there. Probably covered because now it's been 10 plus years since I graduated school and how many more seniors have written over my name. But I'd love to show them that bridge.
Okay.
All sorts of things.
See, what I'm most excited for, and maybe I'm like twisted for this, I got to show them the state penitentiary.
Yeah, see, your town's special. We don't got that where I'm at, but.
That's Taylortown, baby. Isn't it so funny to find out what people think about you truly?
I think you think it's funny. I'm like,
well, it can be scary too.
It can be really scary.
A funny thing happened earlier this week at your wedding dress appointment. One of the gals in the shop, you were back trying on one of, you know, 27 dresses.
She's not wrong.
And she says, she's looking at me and neighbor man and his mom who were all there. And she's like, what does she do for work? Meaning Destiny. Is she like a teacher or a nurse? And I seriously was like, she's going to love that.
I did. I thought it was the biggest compliment
ever. No, she's not at all.
I think it's because I kept saying sorry every 2 seconds.
Maybe. She said she just seems like somebody that likes to help people.
I do.
And I said, you know, well, you're not off base with that, but not even close.
No, I do. I love to help people. I am definitely not smart enough to be a nurse nor a teacher. Don't bother hiring me. I'm not smart enough. Kind of dumb up there.
I just know that I don't think you would deal with that long with kids very well.
Needles
would
scare me.
Enough.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I'm not patient very much.
It's hilarious because then I'm like, okay, what do people think? You know, you meet people out in the wild and then generally that's a question you ask. What do you do for work? And then I don't normally like just assume. I just wait for the answer. So I posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page to see what else people thought. If you didn't know that we were DJs, just by looking at us, by our personalities, by what you know, what do you think our jobs would be?
I want to hear.
Interesting answers.
Okay.
Lori said real estate sales. I feel like I'd be a great real estate agent.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? You do have to talk, though, Taylor.
Do you know what? This is my job. Rome.
I just meant to like to people you don't know. And I feel like that scares
Hello,
you a little.
Hello, thousands of folks. I would love to say I know all of you. I don't, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. You know what? You have a point there. Where I think you would be good and a lot of people don't know is that a lot of real estate agents do their own socials.
Yeah. And I love those videos I see on TikTok.
Uh-huh. You do the socials here. So I think you'd be really good at that. I would think about it too, only because I know it can make some good money.
Yeah.
And I was the top seller in school when it came to the American Heart. We would do something.
Jump rope for heart?
Yeah, I was the top seller. Number one seller.
Got that frisbee, baby.
I did. And the moon shoes.
Yes. My favorite. What else did people say? Judy, I love this. Independently wealthy.
Girl, if you only knew. Absolutely not.
No. Casey
said Taylor would be a hairstylist. And Destiny would be a teacher.
What?
I don't know.
I can see you being a hairstylist, and I feel like you'd be really, really good at it.
I am too scared of messing people's hair up. You know what I mean? That's like a little too permanent for me. I'm a little scared of that. And then the last one, they didn't specify who.
Who's who? Okay, so we can guess.
Yeah, so Zen said a barista and a nurse. But if you look at this picture, you're on the left and I'm on the right, so I don't know if they meant you barista, me nurse.
I could see you being a good nurse.
I could see you being a barista. I would be a horrible nurse.
I've been wanting to be a barista so many times. I think that will be my after job from here. I think about it all. I would learn so many. I would create so many great recipes. I've even considered opening my own.
Tea. What if we just combine all these jobs into your cafe? We'll be teacher, nurse, hairstylist, baristas. What? And also independently wealthy. Don't forget that.
Well, then we're going to file for bankruptcy because of the schooling we're going to have to go through for this. Did you think
nobody
about
said
that?
It had to be legit.
Oh,
nobody.
Last night I was having a mentee bee, as I usually do, at night.
And for
I was
years.
Crying. A serious thing. I was crying, having a breakdown. And to help me feel a little bit better, my boyfriend, Abraham, had revealed that he had asked my dad for my hand in marriage.
Wow.
And I did. I knew he was going to, and at least the goal was to ask my dad. But every time I asked him if he did it, he's like, oh, no, it didn't work out. So I believed him. But it turns out back on Thanksgiving, just my dad came, not my dad and stepmom, but my dad was here. He stayed with us for a couple days, and he was trying to make a pumpkin pie for the family Thanksgiving. However, he bought the wrong crust of some sort. Rats. So he's like, crap, what do I do? And I said, I'll go to the store. You guys stay here. Do what you need to do. That was kind of my way to get him to be alone with my boyfriend.
Oh, you didn't care about the crust at all. You
were just
like,
care less.
Okay, great.
And I think the universe was in my favor because I went to store one. They didn't have the crust. Then I had to go to another store. So it took me longer than I wanted to be. During that time, neighbor man seized the opportunity to ask my dad for my hand in marriage.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, now that we're alone, I have a very important question to ask you.
Oh, dear God. No, I'm listening. I'm just trying to picture this.
And he goes, you know, Destiny's, I almost said Taylor. That's awkward.
I don't like that.
Destiny is very special to me. I'm going to ask her to marry me. I just want your, you know, blessing and things like that, blah, blah, blah. My dad said, and I don't think anyone's going to doubt this whatsoever. He goes, you know what? I'm really excited. I think you're the perfect fit for her. It takes the right person to handle all of her emotions.
Oh, my God.
I don't doubt that my dad said that one bit because, again, I was crying last night. My emotions are everywhere all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's funny because I do feel like, neighbor man, you are the right person. He handles all my emotions. He's very calm, very patient. I also feel like you are, too. I think my dad would say the exact same thing to you, Taylor. He'd be like, you know what? I think you're the right co-host for her because her emotions all over the place. And I feel like you handle my emotions pretty well.
Well, yeah, I do. So where's my ring?
Do you have a show between, like, you and your boyfriend, Curly, that kind of consumes your life a little bit? Because right now, and this has never happened before, me and Neighbor Man are consumed by traitors.
That's one of the many. We're TV people, okay?
I know
it
you
depends
are, yeah.
on the time of year, but yes, I can't tell you how many nights a week I get home and it's not Thursday and he goes, wow, I really wish that we had traitors tonight.
That's the same conversations in our house. Even this morning he goes, so traitors tomorrow? I'm like, it's Thursday.
Oh my God. See, I bet tonight he's gonna be like, I'm so excited for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be talking about traitors.
And then do you guys also talk like that? We'll be like, oh, I think you're a traitor. You know, like,
well, no, I'm not crazy.
Oh,
I know I'm not in the game, but I'm glad you're having fun.
There's a lot of things that happen inside this studio that it would be great if the microphones were on all the time.
I firmly disagree. Oh, I'd be fired long ago.
Girl, I would have been day one. What are you talking about? So that's why we play today's hit music in between. Okay.
You're welcome.
But we like to play this fun game that when we hear our email go off and it will make like a doo-doo-doo sound or whatever, we like to play guesses on who is stuck with an email. The last two dings have been Taylor. I've been free.
I'm hoping to return the favor, but it is double whammy when both of them go off. Oh, God.
Then we look at each other.
What
and
did
like,
we do?
Well, we're in trouble now.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon. What's trending? It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
A clip of one of my favorite people keeps coming up on TikTok. My girl, Keke Palmer.
You and I are obsessed with watching videos of her, whether she's like on a talk show or a radio show or whatever. Just, she's so entertaining, so relatable.
So funny without trying.
I know. I want to be her.
I think that's why people sometimes are like, I can't tell if she's being serious or if like this is a bit. And I think this is one of those moments. She was on the Today Show recently and was telling the hosts that no matter if she's married or not, she never wants to live with a romantic partner. Ever. Okay? She said, I like to be alone too much. I like to have my space. We can be on the same property and you can have a guest house. I don't want to live together. How fun to be able to pack up and be like, oh, I'm going over to my man's house or my man's coming over tonight. So you
have spicy.
Yes. She said that doesn't matter. Whatever the future holds, she does not plan on sharing a home with her partner. Now, I watched this with my boyfriend Curly last night. Volume on loud. Okay.
Of course you did.
Not really expecting him to have an answer to it or have anything to say. But after the video ended, he pipes up behind me and goes, well, should we get our own houses? Number one, rich. That's hilarious. We can't afford one home, buddy. I love that.
Let alone two.
Yeah, let's talk about finances, yeah. Number one.
Girl,
number
can two, I relate to that?
Not fair, because I know he would be at my house all the time.
He would. I know Curly a little bit, but not as much as some might think. I feel like he is like me, a neighbor man, where it's he wants to be around you. He wants,
well, yeah,
he relies
same.
On it. You
yes.
know? But I feel you are the opposite of all three of us, and I feel like you do really enjoy your alone time.
I do enjoy my alone time, but not to the point where I think I would want a different home. I need someone to annoy. You know what I mean? People annoy me all day.
Some people
When's
might
my
think
turn?
It's me talking right now. What are you saying?
When's my turn? I want to go home and have somebody that I can annoy.
Uh-huh.
Even that, if that's just existing on the couch next to someone,
mm-hmm.
he's just the chosen one. There's not very few other people.
I agree firmly about annoying the crap out of him. I mm-hmm. absolutely love it. Plus, who's going to grab things from the top shelf for me?
Yes.
I love that.
Or refill my water bottle.
Or who's going to be there when I'm having a mentee bee and now I got to lash out on somebody. I'm kidding.
You, that might just be you on that one.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I mean, if I had to guess, I would say it's been 15 years since I've been grounded. Maybe a little
okay.
bit less.
Yeah.
I'm 30, almost 31. That would kind of be a good ballpark in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I have to think about getting grounded because that was the conversation today and this morning. While I was waiting for you to come pick me up, I was at my boyfriend neighbor man's work, and him and his coworkers, one thing led to another, and they started talking about getting grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And his coworker loves to read. Like, this girl, she reads 200 books minimum a year.
Couldn't be me. Good
I'm
for
shame,
her.
Oh, my right?
God.
Oh, my. I don't even think I've done that many in my life.
Never.
And she said it took her dad a while, but eventually he realized the best way to ground her was taking away her library card. Because at first it was the phone, it was the video games, mm-hmm. the TV, and that didn't work. She's like, great, I get to read, I don't care.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What would have actually done damage to me mm-hmm. as a kid getting grounded? And what my dad did do would be like, well, you can't hang out with your friends anymore for the next like
mm-hmm.
2 days that you're grounded. I was always hanging out with my friends. I hate to admit it, I think I hung out with my friends more than my family.
Okay, yeah.
Me and my friends were always together from like as soon as school ends to like 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
We were hanging out. So I think that would do some serious damage to me. Maybe taking away my makeup would do, because I was really into makeup in school.
Okay, yeah.
I think that would do some damage too. Otherwise, I mean, we didn't have TikTok. I didn't have an internet phone.
No.
We had dial up growing up, so that wouldn't have really done damage. Maybe getting rid of Disney Channel would have done damage.
Oh, God.
Because I was hooked to the Disney Channel. What
that's
about you?
That's insane. Okay, so I don't think I ever got grounded.
What the?
And that's not like a weird flex, okay?
Braggy.
But I really don't. I think maybe I got my phone taken away like once. Maybe.
And it's because you didn't do your chore.
I'm just
making fun of you because I've never been grounded.
No, because, I mean, I've told you before, I was painfully, painfully shy growing up, up until, like, I don't know, I was 22 and my brain was formed. like, I was scared to talk. I didn't cause trouble.
You didn't backsash your parents one time?
No. I'd wait until I got in my room and then shove my face in the pillow.
Mom.
That's all I would do. So I don't think I got grounded. But I think if I did, it would have been like, oh, you can't go to dance. But then I'm sure my mom's like, well, I pay, carry the six and over the zero. You pay so much for those after school activities.
She would have let you
I'd
go
like,
to dance.
I'm like, joke's on you, sucker. What a waste on those rhinestones.
I got to call your mom someday because I still cannot believe you haven't been grounded. I want to hear
Don't do that. She might ground me then. I think we could really learn something from our pets. And that is to appreciate a gift the way your pet does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I think Friday, you weren't here, Destiny, but I talked about the thing that I was living for. The only thing that was keeping me going was knowing I was getting a new cat tower for my kids. They needed a replacement. I was so excited because I knew it was going to get delivered over the weekend. And it did. I put it all together. My cat, Romeo. Oh, my God. I wish everybody would react to the gift that they receive the way that he does. He was laying on parts of it while I was putting it together because he was so excited. And then he gets a little nervous when it's all put together. He's not so sure. He's sniffing it. He's checking it out. And now I walk downstairs and he's just all curled up at the top of the cat tower.
That's cute.
And is like, thank you so much, Mom. I need everybody to react this way.
So what I'm hearing is Romeo is the grateful,
yes,
the very good kid.
Yes.
Where's Toulouse in this?
Oh, she's still scared of it.
So she's ungrateful.
Well.
She's like, Mom, you got that cat tree?
I did. I picked her up because she's just my nervous girl. I picked her up and I walked her over to it and she did jump out of my arms and run away. So
she's ungrateful. She's grounded.
Dang it. You might be right.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight's trivia question, I want you listening to participate. We're going to ask for you to text in here in a second. But before we do that, I actually want to turn it to Taylor. I'm going to ask you the trivia question first. I want you to give a guess live on air. And this may or may not make or break your job. She may not.
Which I never said I was good at my job. I just want to go on the record and say.
Are you ready? Because this is Z102.9 to a T.
I don't know what that means.
Here we go. This word appears more often in song titles than any other single word. What is it?
Well, I don't want to be stupid here. Okay.
She's literally got a list of songs in front of her.
I'm going to say tonight.
I'll tell you, incorrect. Now moving on to you listening, your turn to text in.
Can you tell me it was a good guess at least? I felt kind of confident.
No.
Okay. Forget me.
But you listening might have a better guess than the person who should have known.
I'm so sorry.
The question again. This word appears more often in song titles than any other single word. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. I hope you don't get shamed like I did. I got no warning.
I honestly am really disappointed in you, Taylor. This word appears more often in song titles than any other single word. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I'm seeing how well Taylor is at her job with tonight's trivia question.
Which I never claimed to be good at.
She's like, as long as I get paid, that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So tonight's trivia question. This word appears more often in what is happening with me? Am I good at my job
Let's
either?
Let's talk about being good at jobs, everybody.
This word appears more often in song titles than any other single word. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 3062 said you.
You belong with me.
That's all I can know. Oh, I didn't know we were going to get a performance.
Wow. Well, every time we read one of them, I'm going to see if I can think of one, okay? Mm. 3120 said party. Party rock anthem? Party in the USA?
That's what I thought you were going to say. Okay.
Yikes.
Rick said love.
Love story. Oh, my God. That took me way too long.
I thought I was being tested, but it seems you are also not good at this.
I'm going to test you here in a second. This word appears more often in song titles than any other single word. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and we are going to reveal the answer coming up in like 3 minutes.
What do you got now? Because I've been quizzing you. The first guess was, you said the, or what did you say? I don't even remember. It was a tonight. You said tonight. What a horrible guess. What's your next one?
I think beautiful. Just shut up. Why would you even do that to me?
I just can't think of a song. Isn't
Benson Boone?
A moonbeam.
No, it's not even the right song. See, do you work here? I don't think so.
You're just mad because I dogged on you.
I think you're worse than I am. But you're just much meaner.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Really disappointed in Taylor not getting tonight's trivia question right at all.
I'm the worst.
The question again. This word appears more often in song titles than any other single word. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
love.
Oh, God. Yeah, I suppose.
I should have known. You might not get that. You're like, ugh, gross, love.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could go to any genre and you're like, yeah, that's a lot of love songs. Country, a lot of love songs. R&B, a lot of love songs.
Well, I was like, whoa, I'm going to have to censor her there. Where are you going with that one?
Oh, well, do you want me to say it? I feel like we need to test my
psychic ability,
knowledge.
Yeah. Well, we did Let's Get Quizzical, and I, you know, wasn't your strong suit,
and it wasn't yours either. So, what are we doing here? You actually earlier today were like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe Super Bowl is this weekend. That's insane." I feel like it snuck up out of nowhere. And there was a thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago, which is the Super Bowl color logo theory.
Yep.
Okay. We talked about it in Trending with Taylor. If you're really committed, you can go back and listen to the podcast. Or I did your homework for you. Because you're like, I want to know if what you said lines up with what's actually happening. Because now we know who is going to the Super Bowl. Duh, we know who's going to the Super Bowl this Sunday. I know sports. So I found...
I am Taylor. I know sports.
I found when I talked about this... oh shoot, I should probably tell you the date, but just know that it was in January. Believe me or not, why would I lie? I have no reason to.
She doesn't.
So let's take a little listen and see if I was right. So there are two games on Sunday that are going to determine who's going to the Super Bowl. We have the Patriots versus the Broncos and the Rams versus the Seahawks. Based off of this, out of the Patriots and Broncos, it's the Patriots. They have blue and they have red.
Okay.
Rams versus Seahawks. I think it's the Seahawks because they have green and blue.
Taylor! What the freaking freak?
I'm not kidding. I was looking for that earlier and I'm like, I don't want to blow my cover, but like low-key, I am crapping myself over here.
Okay, so the color theory is so...
Yes!
How many years has this been accurate?
Several. Well, there was a weird Taylor Swift theory thrown in there, so take with that what you will. A couple. Now, can I make another one?
Okay, because what do you know, you
they
freak?
They say... that whatever color combo is like more prevalent in the
world. Is the winner. Who's the winner of the Super Bowl?
I think the Seahawks.
I was saying that earlier. Okay.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. It just had prettier colors.
Right. Okay.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.